What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the fifth episode of Goal to Go. This is Damian Carroll here to talk to you guys about the NFC East matchup between the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants that just recently happened on this past Sunday. I apologize for not doing a pre-game recording. It was the holidays, and for those of you who had a great Thanksgiving and are returning to school, I'm sorry. I feel your pain, but don't worry, we will make it through this semester. There was just a lot going on, and plus, this game, I just wasn't really sure what to think. We have so many injuries, especially in the secondary, which I'll touch on later, but I was just in a point where I was like, man, I don't know what I'm gonna think. We're 4-6 heading into this game. We have three straight home losses. They have Odell Beckham. We have nobody. So, you know, it wasn't looking too hot. And getting right into the game with the Giants' first drive, they drive down. It was easy. It was just about a five-minute drive. They come in and they score a 13-yard touchdown, a little screen pass to Saquon. 6-0 right there. I was like, are you kidding me? But then they make a questionable decision to go for two. They don't get it. But then we don't do anything on offense. So I was like, come on. They score a field goal. We do nothing. Second quarter rolls around. They score another field goal, so it's 12-0, and I'm like, okay, here we go. This is how this game is going to end. And then, ta-da, we get 3 points. So it's 12-3, you know, hope is glistening, I guess you could really say, but it still wasn't looking too hot. And then Saquon gets a 51-yard touchdown, and I was like, this game is over. There's no way we're coming back, 19-3. Like, our offense is not good enough, our defense is not good enough, and for those of you wondering, this is what our secondary looks like. Devontae Bosby, who is, I believe, our fifth-string cornerback, he is undrafted out of Pittsburgh State. He initially started in Kansas City, then he went to the Bears, then went back to Kansas City, and now he's been on our team since 2017. Then we have good old Chandon Sullivan, Mr. Undrafted out of Georgia State. He's been on our team ever since, you know, this last year when we picked him up, but yeah. Then we have Cravon LeBlanc, undrafted out of Florida Atlantic. He started his career in 2016 with the Patriots, went to the Bears, then to the Lions, and he's been on our team since this past offseason. Last but not least, though, we have the safety, Trey Sullivan, undrafted out of Shepherd. I don't know if you guys are noticing a trend here, but every single player just about in that secondary besides like Malcolm Jenkins is undrafted. Or a no-name, I should really say. Like, who are these guys? When has anyone ever heard of Devontae Bosby, Chandon Sullivan, Cravon LeBlanc, and Trey Sullivan before this? And it's just sad because I was under the impression they were just going to feed Odell. He was going to get no less than like 120 and maybe a touchdown or two. But surprisingly enough, he only had 5 receptions for 85 yards, no touchdowns. I don't know. It was very suspect play calling on the New York Giants part, but I will absolutely take that. So, after that 51-yard touchdown by Saquon, like I said, it was 19-3. The game looked over. I was like, there's no way we're going to be able to stop them. They're going to drop like 40 on us, and the season's over. But the Eagles proved me wrong, and I'm so thankful for that. Because right before the first half ends, Carson Wentz gets a nice little touchdown, 15 yards to Zach Ertz, and we go for 2 points, and we get it. So, it's 19-11, so the game is looking good. Then in the third quarter, there wasn't much action offensively. There was only 3 points scored between both teams, and it was a field goal from Jake Elliott for 28 yards. So, 19-14. All of a sudden, the game's looking in reach. And then, my man Josh Adams runs it in for a 1-yard touchdown, and then we got 2 points. Also from Josh Adams. I'm so glad that we're starting to feed him more. He got a team high in carries with 22 and 84 yards and a touchdown. And I'm so happy because this kid has so much potential. In college, he was great. And in the league, we just haven't given him enough touches. he came out of Notre Dame. He was undrafted. That seems to be a common trend with our team. But he makes the most out of every carry. He's 6'2", 225. That's a big running back. And he's still got that speed. So I just don't understand why it's taken this long to start giving the man some carries. And he's clearly shown that he's doing a good job. He averaged about 4 per carry that last game against the Giants, which isn't bad at all. Obviously, when you're comparing him to Saquon, who had 13 for 101 and a touchdown with an 8-yard average, like, yeah, that's going to look bad. But the way our offense is set up with this whole running back by committee thing, I think 84 is not bad. Corey Clement had 45 on the ground, 9 to carry. That's fantastic. But he also had a long of 32, so that makes sense. But it's just like, this is the first game, I feel like, where we've actually gotten a decent run game going. Zach Ertz had 7 receptions for 91 yards, so it's not even like we were killing them throughout the air. Honestly, overall, Carson Wentz wasn't even doing that much. He was 71% completion, 236 yards, and 1 touchdown, no picks. So it honestly just felt like a game manager kind of game. There was really nothing special about it. Eli honestly threw more yards than him. He had almost 300 with 297, relatively similar completion percentage. Eli had 70, Carson had 71. The only difference between the two stats really is Eli threw an interception. And that was the best moment of that game, in my honest opinion, because we hadn't gotten an interception in I don't know how long. And it just felt like our defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. And luckily, a bad move by Eli trying to force it to Odell down the middle, and it gets snatched out the air by Malcolm Jenkins. And that gave me so much hope. That gave me so much hope. And it ended up working out in our favor because we took a nice swing. And then we're up 22-19 after that early fourth quarter touchdown by Josh Adams. But then they tie the game up with an Aldrick Rosas 29-yard field goal. So it's 22-all. And I'm just like, oh boy. Anyone that doesn't know, this was the same situation pretty much in last year's Giants game. The one where Jake Elliott kicks a 61-yarder. So I'd hope. I was like, all we have to do is get in a field goal range and Jake can do it. I believe in him. Sure enough, we get in a field goal range. Jake Elliott kicks a 43-yard field goal and kaboom, we win 25-22. It was fantastic because going into the game, like I said, there really wasn't much hope with all these undrafted guys in the secondary. And you could tell it was, oh man, there were some plays where I'm just looking at the field and I'm asking myself, where are you going? How did you bite that hard on the play fake? And most notably, I hate to call him out, but Chandon Sullivan, oh my goodness, he looked lost. And it's not like I couldn't expect it. We were playing with a bunch of undrafted guys that we pretty much just had to get ready. But then again, it's the next man up mentality in the NFL. Like, you have to be ready because your time is whenever your time is. You don't know when it is, but it's coming, and you better make the most of it. Needless to say, like, none of these guys really did much. However, Devontae Bosby did a decent job of holding Odell to check. I honestly thought he was going to go for a lot. Like I said, at least like 120. There was one play where Devontae Bosby just got smoked by Odell. And it just looked like a complete mismatch. But I think the saving grace of our team was that we had enough motivation to keep it going. And we felt the tides turning. And the biggest mistake that the New York Giants team made was only letting Saquon touch the ball 4 times in the second half. He was killing us. We could not stop him in the first half. And then I guess they decided, you know what? We're just going to give the Eagles a chance. And they messed up because they gave us a chance and we took it and we won that game. And instead of our season being essentially over, we have a chance to go in next week against the Washington Redskins and go 500. We'll be 6-6, hopefully, after that game. And I'm giving the Cowboys no shot at beating the New Orleans Saints. There's no shot they beat them. I understand they're on a nice little 3-game winning streak or whatever, but it's the Cowboys. They fold. They are notorious for folding. So, in my humble estimation, we're going to be tied for first in the NFC East after this next coming week. Mark my words, let's see if it happens. Because after that, it doesn't get much easier. After the Redskins, we play the Cowboys. So that's why I really gotta hope that we do well. Because if we don't and we fall behind, oh, it's not gonna look pretty. We don't have to win out per se, but we have to get a majority of our next games winning. Because if we don't, we're not making the playoffs. The wild card is probably not looking too hot. But we have a good chance. I honestly do think we have a good chance. Because Redskins are banged up. Then we go up against the Cowboys, who, I mean, yeah, we can beat them. We had the opportunity to beat them in our house. But we just have to beat them in their house. This is what has to happen. Because then after that, we play the Rams. And the Rams are a team. I don't know how we have any shot at beating them, but it's the NFL. Anything could happen. But, oh boy, the Rams are good. Oh, and we play them in LA too, so it is just, if it ever wasn't looking good, it's looking even worse now. And then we go after that game, which is already a tough enough game, and we play the Texans. Well, if anyone's been keeping up with the Texans, they started 0-3, and then they're the first team in NFL history to ever win 8 straight games after starting 0-3. So clearly they are no joke. Okay, so that's going to be a hard enough game as it is. Luckily, it's in the link, so that's the one thing we can look forward to. And then we end the year against the Redskins in their building. So, let's say we win 3 of the next 5 games. You know, we're not looking too good. We're 9-7. But, I don't know, man. I think we can make the playoffs. We have to win these divisional games. If we lose against the Cowboys, I'm not giving us much of a shot. Because I already don't think we're going to beat the Rams. It's a toss-up if we beat the Texans. Because their defense is scary. And their offense is getting even scarier. So, pretty much, we just have to come out here and play as if there's no tomorrow. Because I finally saw a little bit of passion and some good play calling from the Eagles sideline. And we actually won a game. It feels nice. Your day just gets so much better when the Eagles win. And maybe that's just because I'm a diehard fan. But when we lose, the rest of the week just feels terrible. But ever since we won that game, I feel like there's hope. We could end 10-6 at best. I see us maybe ending 9-7. That's my bold prediction. I can't see us beating the Rams, but I could see us pretty much running the table other than that. 9-7 is, as sad as it sounds, that's good enough to make a playoff push and win the division. And who knows what happens from there. The way the playoffs are looking this year, I feel like any team in the NFC from 1 seed to 6 seed has a chance of winning. So all we have to do is just make it in there, and we got it. And if we win the division, that means we're already anywhere from 1 to 4, which, I mean, we're not going to be a 1 seed, so we'll say probably like 3 or 4, which means we're getting at least one home game, and we just have to make the most of it. We did well in the playoffs at home last year, so maybe our team with this banged up secondary can actually do something. But we'll find out next week, and I'll give you guys the pregame analysis of the Redskins versus Eagles game. But until then, stay safe, have fun, and go Eagles. I'll talk to you guys next time.